Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Elon Musk is worried that SpaceX won't get to Mars before or in his lifetime.
Yeah, we only have a certain amount of time, you know, on this earth, right? And, you know, we're not going to live in the future.
He said he's definitely going to be dead if they don't pick up the pace.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's trying to get the workers to feel sorry for him or what.
Yeah.
He says it's taken 18 years just to get ready to put people into Earth orbit.
I'm sure his workers
getting them to Mars is, you know...
are going as fast as they can.
They are, because there have been people over the years that have dreamed about rockets that didn't get a chance to see it. That's just part of being alive. If you're working on stuff for the future, you might not be around to see it.
Unfortunately, we lost one of the best.
He sounds kind of selfish, doesn't he?
Best rocket scientist out there, the flat earth guy.
Yeah.
Not sure. Magic Mike.
Daredevil Dave.
Right. Sure could use him now.
It was. It wasn't Magic Mike.
Maniac Mike.
Mike Hughes.
Yeah.
He rested.
How did Maniac Mike die? Yep. Well,
in pieces. Resting in pieces.
Rocket in the air.
Took the name
down
a little too far.
That video never made it anywhere, did it? That never leaked, did it?
You could
the video
see
of the crashing.
Not of the crash, but of the of the parachute getting ripped before.
Okay, you can see that.
I did see that.
Yeah, there's more death
video.
I
didn't look for anything else.
Now than ever before. And once in a while, somebody will send me a message. I'll click on it. It's horrible. You know,
well, I don't click on it.
Mowed down by a semi. It's, oh, my God.
No, I don't want that's. I can't see that either.
No, I can't.
But a faraway rocket hit the ground, I could probably watch.
Yeah, but, you know, I was never into that faces of death.
No, not if you actually see the people.
I think there's something wrong with you if you are.
I think so, too.
No, I've had,
there's a lot of people into that. Oh, but yeah. I think there's something wrong with all of them, actually.
A guy I know has been trying to get me to look at this, you know, crash video.
No.
And that's what I say. No. So he turns to his other buddy, you know, to our other buddy. Hey, check this out. No, we don't want to see this.
That unauthorized site.
Is that guy you know, 9½-toed Luke? Because
no.
He seems to be the kind of guy that would be into that
he
stuff.
He would be. You are right, but it is
not.
I don't know if he's into death stuff.
No, he's not in the death
he's
stuff.
He's into sick stuff.
Yeah, sick. I can handle sick, not death.
Because he posted something that involved a dead dog the other day.
Oh, that was weird.
No, he texted that to us.
That was a text.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what that was? I didn't look too hard at that.
And lead dog was
well, the dog back. Smelled some chick's vagina, and then apparently it's dead, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I did look carefully at that. Yeah.
It's
sorry.
It's a sequence of photos. Yeah. It's a dog smelling a woman's vagina. Yeah. She's wearing
in the
a
hood.
Or
in
something.
The hood. Yeah. He hammered his own.
Right. It's a dog laying dead in the street, and then it's a little kid screaming through the streets carrying his dead dog.
Yeah, that was horrible.
It was.
Yeah, I looked at the first slide. That was actually funny.
And Lindog was rightly offended.
Yeah.
Right.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, we don't have time for that discussion. But it is very easy to offend Lindog's delicate sensibility.
That's right.
Yeah, I know.
Skin dog.
Yeah,
by
but
the way.
We were all
we
talking
about LD being naked. I wonder if they're going to close down the naked shop till the coronavirus goes, you know. We'll find out from LD on Friday. Can he be naked
anytime
soon?
They seem to be a little more lax about outdoor venues. They
yeah,
seem
but
to be more concerned about...
There's indoor ping pong table with that.
Indoor
naked
venues.
Yeah.
And I think
you're still
the
next to somebody. It doesn't matter, you know.
I think at the nudie places...
Stuff.
Right, still touch stuff.
The nudie places, they're a bit more... Like, there's a halo already. You stay a little bit away from people anyway because y'all are naked.
Yeah.
You know, you maintain a distance.
How... You know when you stand in line for at a concession stand, you're usually pretty close to the person in front of you.
Yeah.
Is LD's like Bush hitting the back of somebody's leg?
Oh, God.
What, at the PX?
Well, when he's in line at the convenience, at the concession stand at the nudie colony there. You know, they got concession stands there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure they do.
I'm guessing the acceptable safe distance is a little bit bigger at the nudie place.
I can't see Lindog.
That guy'd be really tall, too, though.
Lindog ain't going anywhere that doesn't have, you know, it's not serving beer.
Oh, he's drinking. Yeah. You imagine a naked guy pumping the tap? You know?
No, I don't know. We spend most of our time in school around people our age who have similar interests and backgrounds. When we get older, we enter adulthood. Those friendships fade. We move to different cities. We get married. We have kids. We dedicate more time to work and responsibilities. By the time we turn 40.
Lives of quiet desperation.
And sometimes not so quiet, but certainly desperation.
Right.
By the time the average American turns 40, we spend more time with friends we met through our kids than those that we met at school.
Delaney had a great bit on SNL talking about who's got parents age 60 to 75, and I think you could actually lower that to 40 to 75, basically. But he said, he goes, your dad's got no friends. He goes, your wife. He goes, is your mom's got friends, and your dad's friends are their husbands.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, you know, that's probably true with my situation, but I've met some pretty cool dudes through that. Luckily, I have. But, it is true. I mean, I hate to say we don't have any friends because we all got friends. We're friends with each other, but are we?
I'm not in that.
No, we are.
As much as any friends we have.
Right. Yeah. But, it was a funny bit Delaney did. I thought it was hilarious.
The nomadic nature of my job.
And, yeah.
I was forced to make friends. You know, new friends.
Yeah, you were better than I was.
As an adult.
Yeah.
And I still do it. Yeah. You know, there are friends I've only had for the last 4 or 5 years. Yeah. But they're good friends.
Now, I can honestly say I have no friends that I met through my kids, through my daughter or anything. I don't hang out with...
It's not the kids. It's...
Well, that's what Craig said.
I know. That's a weird... Well, it's usually... You'll meet those people at, like, concerts or sporting events, depending on what your kids are into. But you mainly meet your wife's friends' husbands.
See, my wife doesn't have that many friends either, so I'm cool. Yeah. We just
but, you know,
don't have to do that.
I first moved to the home base. I've made a couple of friends since then. We're friends for the rest of my life. Yeah. We bonded through meth and cocaine.
Yeah.
A lot of late nights.
And then it turned out we had other things in common, too.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
In the early 20s, the average American spends more than 2 hours a day with friends. By the time we turn 40, it's less than 1 hour a day.
Does that include, like, yapping on the phone?
I don't know.
Oh, God, no.
I was uncharacteristic last night. Christy wasn't around, so I was texting, yapping on the phone with old friends. Buddy from Arizona. From Western Nebraska.
I'll do that. My best friend lives in Washington. He lives on the other side of the country, so we got to communicate. We're not, like, FaceTiming.
Why not?
I can't.
Oh. I'll FaceTime.
I don't like the FaceTime. I hate
sucks.
The FaceTime.
FaceTime
like,
sucks.
The kids will do that sometimes. I'll just ignore and call back. So I don't want to see my own face.
No, it's it. You
just, I don't want to hear the words coming out of my face, let alone like looking at myself.
It's just a weird,
You got to hold it up higher, Nick, so it eliminates the double chin.
You got to get that
right angle.
That makes your arm tired when you do that.
It does.
Then I'm just looking at my bald spot.
And then
not that noticeable.
Well, here's the deal,
says the guy who sits right behind you.
But you're also you're right about that with the kids. I mean, your kids are young, spry, and not worn down, so their faces are cute, and they're looking at you, and then you look at you.
Oh man, yeah.
So this is what lack of hope looks like.
So a major reason why people seem to lose friends after young adulthood is that
life.
Those around them couple up. Men and women lose an average of 2 friends when they enter into a romantic relationship. five factors come into play with friendship chemistry, according to California State University. And some of these I don't get. Maybe that's why I don't have any, many friends.
You got ping pong club. Those guys are your buddies, right?
Yeah. Yes, and they are more recent acquisitions as far as friends go.
You bond over weed and ping pong.
Is ping pong club the same as the golfers?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That's the same dude, yeah.
Yeah, same crowd.
And they'd replace him in a heartbeat.
If they were smart. But they're not.
No, I know they're not. I play with them.
Right.
Good dudes.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why we all fit in. They're
But they're not. Right. So... they say, let's see, five factors come into play with friendship chemistry. Reciprocal candor.
I like that. Somebody that talks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mutual interest. Personableness. Similarity. And physical attraction. They say, just as with romantic partners, we like to have friends who look like us and are physically attractive.
Oh, that's crap.
It's what's known as the homophily effect.
That's a chick thing.
This attraction to similarity is not limited to appearance.
No, most of my dude friends
we
are pretty
hot. We gravitate toward friends who are as genetically related to us as our fourth cousins. Argue with science, not with me.
I don't know what that means. I mean, because...
So then don't say it's not true.
Well, I just don't know what it means. I think it's, depending on where you're, I met my friends from school I've known for years, and they're just friends. We all went to school together, hung out together, and we stayed friends through adulthood.
But not all the people that you met in school, not all the people that you were friends with for a while in school, did you hold on to?
No, hell no, no. I missed just some guys in college I haven't seen since college.
Right.
And, yeah.
They found that it takes between four, and now this it blows me away as well. Because I understand what you're saying about the previous bit.
Yeah.
They found that it takes between 40 and 60 hours to form a casual friendship with someone in the first 6 weeks of knowing them. Between 80 and 100 hours to transform a casual friend into a friend, and more than 200 hours to transition from friends to good or best friends.
And this has to happen in 6 weeks?
Well, in the first 6 weeks, yeah. I guess.
That seems like a lot of time.
That's a lot of
golf. Especially if you're busy.
Yeah.
You
know,
yeah.
If you're busy. I mean, I think that, you know, once you start getting a family, and you don't have time for anything.
They also say within the first 6 weeks of meeting someone as an adult, you're lucky if you see that person more than once or twice, never mind the 80 or 100 hours that science says it takes to turn them into a friend.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why the most effective way of making new friends...
Is to
gravitate toward people who share the same interests as you.
Well, I got a few exceptions that I've met since I've been doing this, but the friends that knew me before I started doing this stupid thing for a living, which I love to do, are probably my best friends to this day because they don't care.
Well, that's hurtful.
And never did care what I do for
a
living.
But you met them before.
That base of shared experience,
school,
too, growing
right?
up.
Base shared experience. Now, Grant, I met people... that get past the Todd and Tyler crap because they're just dudes and they just are good guys to hang out. We do the same things. But I know you're right. That's a shared experience like everybody does through school or anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, you know.
But the friends you mentioned, you've probably known since high school, college.
Oh, I've known guys longer than that.
You haven't?
Yeah.
I've known guys since I was, you know, some of my oldest friends I've known since I was 8.
I think the study is about, you know, making friends as a grown up.
Yeah, any club will do. Gravitate towards people who share the same interests as you. Hiking, jogging, kayaking, church groups, bridge clubs, whatever.
Jesus.
As long as there's an opportunity
smoking
for dope. People to circulate.
All those are stupid.
Right. Oh, for
how about
six,
drinking
there.
Beer, watching football?
Yeah. Right.
As long as there's opportunity for people to circulate and therefore talk to and get to know the other members of the group, that works. It's called the icebreaker effect.
Like
now,
found,
the things that you were talking about, Tyler, might be more found at a bar.
Longtime friends, right?
Like playing ball or whatnot. Or watching ball.
Yeah, but like I said.
Something
at
a bar.
Yeah.
Or drinking.
Or find some guy who likes to make fun of other people's activities.
Like no, all the things
that,
right,
people
right,
mentioned,
right,
you could make fun of those guys.
Right.
And then, oddly enough, for me, apparently there's a thriving global market for friend-making apps as well. Offering opportunities.
It is tough.
For
I think grown men, it's the toughest.
That's sad.
Grown men is the toughest thing. They've talked about this for years, how grown men don't have friends. And grown women have plenty of them.
Yeah, I'll admit freely that I'm bad at that.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I just assume, like, if I meet somebody new, I don't really open up or try to talk to that person because I just assume they don't care who I am and what I do.
Yeah. Or no matter what.
You know?
Hang out
exactly.
or not.
Right. Right. Exactly. And eventually they'll find you unlikable.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So why don't we just skip it all and you just stay that you don't know me?
But you don't have golfing buddies? Fishing buddies?
You.
No, you do. Yeah, yeah.
So, no.
No.
Yeah.
No,
no. I don't fish because that's dumb. No. And I golf with
it's
you
really
most
dumb.
Of the time.
Exactly right.
I have a few other guys, but not many.
I had a lot of friends where you just maintain, be like, hey, we should hang out.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
Nobody does.
And then,
nobody does.
You know,
right.
3 months later, you're like, wow, we should hang out.
Yeah.
I have met other you know, adult people. And I go, yeah, I could probably hang out with that guy.
Right.
I'm not gonna.
Right.
I never will. But I'll leave.
And we're not any different than anybody else. Everybody else out there as a grown man has trouble making friends. They've said that. I've read these stories before, not just what Craig read. Men don't make friends easily. Adult men.
I meet a lot of new people doing shows. Like comics will come up.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of them, now that I've been doing it for a while, they're younger.
Right. Right. Always have younger friends, unless they're douchebags.
But like even my wife and I have had that conversation after we've been at some big party and we end up talking with some other couple and go, leave, but I can see hanging out with them.
Yep.
And we never do.
Oh, you got to
have. It's never going to happen.
If it's a couple, you got to both like that couple.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky enough, we have two or three at least of those that I actually enjoy the guy's company.
But it's an awkward thing to just go.
I think you got to start with the women liking each other, because if women don't like each other, you're not hanging.
Oh, it ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. No,
ain't hanging.
But it's weird to just hey, text somebody. Hey, we hung out. We talked that one time at that party. You guys want to go out sometime? No, it's awkward and weird.
What are you, some sort of weirdo?
Generally,
you want to hang out?
Yeah.
I don't know this guy.
What do you want?
Is he hitting on me?
Creep.
That's what I assume they're thinking.
We're lucky we have this for a living, because this stuff gets a lot of that crap out of the way.
When do you guys get to hang out with your friends?
We have our guy time every damn morning. You know?
I'd like to see a study commission, because all I have is anecdotal evidence, but I think guys have longer running friendships than women. Women have higher turnover in their friends.
I believe they have higher turnover, but I also think they have more friends at any given time than guys do, for sure.
Probably. And higher standards.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but we have deeper friendships.
Eh,
you know,
I think a lot of women talk pretty hardcore with each other about a lot of things.
Yeah, but I think women are more apt to just kick a friend to the curb over nothing.
Yeah.
You know, dudes, we get, we've always said, you can talk to some guy you haven't seen in 10 years and it's like you talked yesterday.
I like friends that are girls. No, I don't. Somebody always wants to bang someone.
Yeah, I was looking at you like,
I'm joking.
No, you would not. Somebody really don't.
Somebody always wants to bang someone.
I know you don't.
I don't care.
Unfortunately, it's never them wanting to bang you.
Hate to go all Chris Matthews on here, but everybody wants to bang somebody.
Yeah, tell your wife you met a new friend and her name's Jennifer.
Right.
See how that goes.
Exactly. Ain't going to happen.
Oh, you'll hang out with her.
Right.
No, you're not.
Yeah, if you have
a friend.
I'm
meeting Jennifer for dinner.
Yeah.
Right.
Just beers and the game.
Right, we get along. We got a lot in common.
Yeah, she got a great ass.
Shared interest.
If you have a friend that's a woman, she's probably also your wife's friend.
But even then, you're not hanging out with her.
No, not without your wife around.
No, you're not, because that'd be dumb.
Yep. Yeah, you're not going golfing with her.
Right.
Mm-mm. Probably not.
In a short golf skirt.
Well, I don't have to golf with her to wear a short golf skirt.
And you're looking good in those these days, Craig.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm not going to lie.
The weight loss
has been good to the skirts.
Not the ass, but everything else.
Yeah, well, the gams are looking nice.
Yeah, you know what else is looking bigger now that I've lost all that weight?
Your penis?
No.
Your distended belly?
I'm sorry, are we still in the air?
My legs. They look so much longer now.
Yeah, they are.
Did the legs atrophy at all? Everything did.
Well, if you got no ass, your legs are going to atrophy a little bit. You know.
Everything did. I need to learn how to do some weight training to get some muscle back.
Well, walk. Yeah. You're walking now more, right?
Yeah.
You're starting to golf. Weather's going to turn.
Starting to.
Take a walk in the park with your disc, with your frisbees.
And starting to.
All right.
Or hit the gym with a push. Do some of them Bulgarian split squats.
Come on, Craig.
Oh, he hurts himself.
Yeah.
You see what he did to his thumb?
No, it was my finger yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Apparently,
between weights?
But I was sliding a plate onto a bar, oh, and my finger got caught in between the collar and the plate.
Did you scream like a baby? No.
I almost did. It took everything I had not to drop a giant mother F-bomb.
Yep.
But it pinched like the meat of my finger right there, and it's all swollen and black and blue and hurts.
Did your best friend, like Eric, come and kiss it? You know, a guy named Eric or something? Yeah. Like that?
See, that's one thing I don't do. I don't like to work out with other people.
Yeah.
You need a spotter to rack the weights.
Would you put that on for me?
According to tighten that ass up with a few yoga classes.
Yeah, I need to.
You're gonna
need
or to do something manly.
Right, do more than a few.
That's just a running joke. Relax. Relax, yoga guys. That's just a running joke. I've been doing since Todd did
trust
yoga.
Me. There are no yoga guys listening.
No, you're right. Because we got a manly show. Good point.
There's one guy that listens on a regular basis.
You.
Yeah.
And even then, you don't listen on a regular basis.
No. And one other guy.
Yeah.
But none of the women at yoga listen. I'm certain.
Well.
Stop scaring them away, man.
They have, you know, they have taste, style, class.
All that.
No. We have a lot of great women listening to this program. You're hammering them right there.
I don't mean to be.
Right, yeah.
Poppy farmers in India are fighting to keep their opium crop. Apparently, opium-addicted parrots are eating the poppies, pillaging crops, and gorging themselves every day. Apparently, one poppy flower gives around 20 to 25 grams of opium, but a large group of parrots feed on these plants around 30 to 40 times a day. They say they've tried making loud sounds and even using firecrackers to scare the parrots, but nothing has helped.
Hey, you dang parrots! Stop eating my opium!
Often the birds wait.
I love that commercial. Stop eating my opium.
Often the birds wait until the farmers cut the poppy pods to help them ripen, according to Earth.com. Exposing latex that is rich in morphine and opium milk, while in other cases, they simply cut the stalks of the plant themselves and make off with the whole pod in their clutches.
I love that it's a parrot.
It's because they're getting high, man. They're going to hunt that stuff down. Have you tried these? That's what one parrot, the first parrot said to the second parrot. Have you tried these?
They can actually talk.
They could, yeah. They can say, have you tried these? Yeah.
Dude, I ate so many of these I couldn't talk.
It was reported that the parrots were obviously becoming intoxicated from the poppies, often crashing into trees and branches, or being found lying dazed in a nearby field. After having indulged, once the effects wore off, the birds would fly away and then come back a short time later for another hit.
Junkie parrots.
They would.
Yeah.
Just another hit.
Just what we need, junkie parrots.
Well, there's not much to them, so it doesn't take a lot to get them high, I'm sure.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.